Welcome to the 11th episode of the podcast of the Transregio Sonderforschungsbereich 179. This is a Sonderforschungsbereich from the Deutsche Forschungsgemeinschaft, and it's working on the different sites at Heidelberg, Freiburg, and Munich. And we're looking to identify why hepatitis virus infections can become chronic. On today's episode, we will be focusing on the HPV-specific immunity, and I'm very honored to be here together with Maike Hoffmann and Robert Timme, and maybe during the next couple of minutes, we will also be joined by Percy Knolle from Munich. All of these three guests have made significant contributions very recently to understanding what is so different about HPV-specific immunity and why it is so important. And so my first question will go directly to you, Robert. Can you just quickly explain again, why is it important to understand the HPV-specific immunity in such great detail?
Yeah, first, we know that virus-specific CD8 T-cells and immunity really plays a crucial role during natural infection. They're responsible for viral clearance. Second, we know that they fail in those that are chronically infected. And of course, there's really growing interest in the field to restore this dysfunction in order to make these T cells and immune responses functional again, to maybe control the virus even in the absence of antiviral therapy. And currently, there are many different therapeutic approaches tested that specifically address trying to restore this immune response, either by inducing novel immunity by vaccination or by giving checkpoint inhibitors or by decreasing antigen load. Just in this week's issue of New England Journal of Medicine is another immune modulator discussed. So I think there's a lot of interest, and we really need to understand the mechanisms of success and failure. And hepatitis B is a beautiful model to study this in a human viral infection, because we have both outcomes, clearance and viral persistence.
Thank you. And now over to you, Maike. Can you give us just a short introduction about what the paper that you and Robert have recently published in Nature Immunology provides as new information? What is really the novelty that you have identified in this manuscript?
So as Robert already told, it is really key that we understand why and how are the CD8 T cells in chronic hepatitis B virus infection are dysfunctional. And although this dysfunction is well established, the mechanisms are not fully understood. And therefore, we ask the simple question whether we find T cell exhaustion in chronic hepatitis B virus infection. And by comparing HPV-specific CD8 T cells to HCV-specific CD8 T cells that are known to be exhausted, we realized that not all HPV-specific CD8 T cells are exhausted. And the novelty on that is that we previously have thought that within this context of chronic viral hepatitis, we only find exhausted T cells. And in our recent paper, we can now show that there are also other mechanisms beyond classical T cell exhaustion. And in particular, we could identify the mechanisms of T cell attenuation. And these attenuated CD8 T cells, they are kind of ready to go. So they have the potential to be effector cells, but they are blocked. And TGF-beta really plays a major role in this blocking of the CD8 T cell response in chronic HPV infection.
Thank you. So that means that we basically have different flavors of dysfunction, if I understand correctly, right? So,
yes.
Robert, so can you then maybe tell us a little bit about these different flavors in terms of what's the difference between an attenuated T cell compared to one that we would characterize as fully functional, and then again compared to one that we would define as completely or terminally exhausted?
I mean, this is really defined by the level of dysfunction. Of course, a completely exhausted, finally exhausted CD8 T cell typically doesn't function at all, no proliferation, no cytokine production, even no cytotoxicity. The attenuated CD8 T cell does still partly proliferate. There's still some cytokine production, but the attenuated is not only defined, which is important, I think Michael just pointed out, not only defined by the level of dysfunction, but also by the specific mechanism, that it's not classical mechanisms of exhaustion, but for example, we believe rather driven by specific cytokines such as TGF-beta. Maybe Mike wants to add, but I think this really we can probably say that it's a different degrees of the dysfunction of the virus-specific CD8 T cell.
As you already mentioned, Robert, we really see that there are different programs, so the mechanisms are clearly different of this dysfunction. And the crucial point of these attenuated T cells is that they have the potential to be really also cytotoxic. So they have this cytotoxic signature and they can elicit cytotoxicity in principle, but they are blocked. So they are kept in check.
So how can we make this novel mechanism? Because if you say this, these are cells that are basically ready to go, but they're kept in check by TGF-beta. What would then be the clinical implications, Robert, maybe to you? How could we make this useful finding for the development of novel HPV therapies?
Now, of course, you could think in a very simple manner that now giving TGF-beta blockade as a novel therapeutic agent, and this has been tested, for example, in malignancies. But I think at this point, it's too early. I think we really have to make more insights into the basic mechanisms of this failure if we can really restore the CD8 T cells. Of course, like always, when you talk about restoring T cell immunity, you always have the concern you don't want to. And this one side, you want to have antiviral efficiency, but you don't want to have overwhelming pathology. So yeah. I think this is something we should, of course, now follow up. And it will be interesting that some of colleagues will follow this up also in preclinical models. At this point, I think it's a little early. But coming back to the attenuated effector cells now to learn more of them in different viral situations, in clinical situations, I think will be the next important step. To have longitudinal follow-ups, et cetera.
Yeah, and as you just mentioned, HPV serves as a model also to study fundamental mechanisms of immunology. And maybe, Maike, if you think about what would be the next steps and also what different other situations, diseases, could we think of where this finding could be of interest if we say, well, it's a model system also that applies maybe to general immune functions that we also find in other situations. Any thoughts about where we could take this?
So what we really learned is that we have to broaden our view on this dysfunction of T cells in this chronic setting. And I mean, chronic setting, we of course have in different viral infections. So not only HPV, for example, also HMIV, and also in cancer. So we have really different clinical relevant settings where we have this chronic stimulation of the T cells. And we learned now from HPV that we do not have only to be restricted on T cell exhaustion. There are also other mechanisms that may require other targeting strategies to boost or to redirect these cells.
So to summarize, if the cell is attenuated, there's still hope. So for HPV, we can actually hope that restoring of the immune system is something that we can see in future clinical therapies. I think that's a very important and hopeful and makes us all very hopeful regarding new therapies. And I thank you both very much for sharing these interesting insights. All the best for your future studies on this. And thanks to everybody who was listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.